Next up in our preview of the 2014 Miami Dolphins as training camp approaches, we'll look at the defensive secondary. And you look at the additions that were made, John Lewis Delmas, Cortland Finnegan, Brent Grimes signed a four-year, $32 million deal to stay with the Miami Dolphins, which was the first thing that Dennis Hickey did when he took over. We look at the cornerback position. Grimes, Finnegan have established themselves as the starters there on the outside.
Well, we had a checklist in the offseason. It was offensive line and trying to re-sign Brent Grimes, and that was done in the offseason by Dennis Hickey. And I think it needed to be done. And you bring in Cortland Finnegan. I think this is a great veteran 1-2 punch if Cortland Finnegan is the guy we saw play 2 years ago. He's healthy now. He had a great offseason. And I think he pairs well with Brent Grimes because they play off of each other. They're very wise in the way they attack the football. And they do attack the defenders and the football. And they're ball hawks. So it's nice to see that on the edge. And Lewis Delmas, he brings that physical presence that the Miami Dolphins needed to have in this secondary.
All right, behind Grimes and Finnegan, that's where the real question mark lies, because you're not really sure what you're going to get from second-year players in Will Davis and Jamar Taylor, third and second-round picks, respectively, in 2013. Also have Jaleel Brown, you have Walt Akins. The question is, where are they all going to line up behind Grimes and Finnegan?
Well, the big question is, Greg, who steps up? You know, who's healthy enough now? Because you had, you know, a bunch of injuries to first-year players last year in Will Davis and Jamar Taylor. Taylor now healthy from the sports hernia injury. Will Davis had a toe problem, a foot problem. They look great in the offseason. They did all the reps behind Grimes and Finnegan. Walt Akin, he has great range, good size at 6'1", 210 pounds. Could be an addition on special teams. And Jaleel Brown really turned some heads, I believe, in minicamp. So can he carry that over into the preseason when he gets his opportunities?
All right, we talked about the cornerbacks. You mentioned Lewis Delmas at safety. Let's look at the other safeties. Rashad Jones looking to kind of get back to his 2012 form. And then Jimmy Wilson seems to really be coming into his own during this offseason.
Well, let's take Jones first. He needs a bounce back season because he's a playmaker in the secondary for the Miami Dolphins. He has to feed off of what Lewis Delmas brings to this team. Bring back that physical play that style that he has from the safety spot. Continue to be a guy that plays the football back there, but be able to be physical from that position. And then Jimmy Wilson wears multiple hats for this football team. He can play safety, he can play corner, he's probably going to start at the nickel position, and then he's going to be one of those stellar special teams guys. So Jimmy Wilson, very valuable piece, not only to this secondary, but for this special teams unit for the Miami Dolphins.
And seems to be emerging as a leader in that secondary as well. All right, there's the defensive backs. When we come back, we're going to preview the quarterback position.